The first thing Kyle Alderman got when he started his job was a tower of grant paperwork. Then he learned the tribe was awarded a matching grant from the U.S. Department of Energy to start the White River Community Solar Project.
Speechless. You know, it's not the biggest solar farm in America, but it is the biggest that we have on the res.
A month earlier, Alderman had been learning about renewable energy as a student at MSU Bozeman. Now, he's the tribe's first renewable energy manager.
How many people are in this department now?
There's just me.
But soon he'll be bringing 25 to 30 construction workers on board, who he hopes to pay at least $15 an hour. But he says the impact will go beyond job creation. That's because the solar farm is also intended to lower electricity bills on the reservation, which Alderman says can skyrocket in winter because that's how most families get their heat, including his.
Over the winter, one bill was $600. And, you know, that's hard on families. That money's not easy to come by.
But some people are paying more than three times what he is. That's according to a community survey he conducted. Respondents said they pay anywhere from $200 to $2,000 in the summer and from $375 to more than $3,000 in the winter. The White River Project is expected to save the tribe about $5 million a year. It'll generate 2.6 megawatts of power, or enough to power over 400 homes and three tribal buildings. It's still dwarfed by the Colstrip Power Plant, which is a coal-powered plant about 45 minutes north.
The solar farm is roughly 1/1000th of the energy generated by Colstrip.
But he says that makes sense because Colstrip provides power to people up and down the West Coast, whereas the Northern Cheyenne Solar Farm will be for homes and buildings in Busby and structures throughout the reservation.
Nice to meet you, Olivia. Thank you so much. Okay, bye.
It'll be built in Busby, where today it's sunny and 92 degrees. As a cloudless, bright day, it's the perfect conditions for solar energy.
Don't play with matches.
That's Republican State Senator Jason Small joking with his kids, who aren't anywhere near matches. They're in water shoes and bathing suits, ready for an afternoon at a Northern Cheyenne swimming hole. But first, they stop to get some cold drinks at a Busby convenience store.
Grab me a Pepsi, too. Or a sweet tea. Get whatever you guys want.
George Hodges, the convenience store owner, tells Small he'll have to pay with exact change because the power is out.
Do the outages happen a lot?
Yeah, we have a lot of outages. There was one just last week.
Some people on the reservation say their electricity is too unreliable and expensive, but State Senator Small doesn't know if the solar farm will solve that.
The ability for it to actually help somebody here really is banking on the fact that hopefully the tribe makes a good deal.
He's talking about the deal that the Northern Cheyenne will have to strike with the utility to put the solar farm's power back onto the grid. That's because utilities like the Tongue River Electric Cooperative and the Bighorn County Electric Cooperative own the lines. He says the tribe could make money if they negotiate a net metering deal with the utilities. That means that the utilities would pay the tribe for any extra energy they put on the grid but don't use. A few years ago, Small was all in on coal. Listen to this line from a 2015 op-ed he wrote, quote, "Developing the tribe's natural resources to full potential may become paramount to succeeding as a sovereign nation." But now he's not so sure.
I'm about as pro-coal as you can get, but I'm also wise enough to understand the fact that there's a lull right now and there's, you know, we're just not going to make the progress with it that that I personally would hope to make.
You don't have to go far to see that the coal industry is struggling. Colstrip Power Plant is scheduled to shut down two of its four units this year, Westmoreland Coal Company and Black Jewel LLC, two of the leading coal mining companies in the country, filed for bankruptcy this year. At one point, about 600 people in Wyoming lost their jobs. Senator Small hopes that coal will rebound, but to other Northern Cheyenne tribal members, what the market does is irrelevant. Some say it goes against the tribe's cultural and spiritual values to mine coal, no matter how tempting the payoff may be.
Hey, come
Hi.
In. There you are, man.
Yes, hello.
Holy.
Philip Whiteman Jr. and his wife, Lynette Tubles, run a nonprofit, Yellowbird, that helps inspire Northern Cheyenne children to reconnect with the land and their cultural roots. Whiteman runs and grabs a binder full of photocopies and photos of traditional texts.
Okey-dokey.
He pulls out a paper with a teaching from Sweet Medicine, a Cheyenne prophet who lived with the tribe for four generations, and begins reading.
Okay,
It says strangers called Earthmen will appear among the tribe and try to introduce an industrial culture.
Follow nothing that these Earthmen do, but keep your own ways that I have taught you as long as you can.
Whiteman says Sweet Medicine warned the Cheyenne to not follow the Earthman because his industrial culture pollutes the land. Next door, the Crow Nation just gave out per capita payments last month. Enrolled members are getting a $230 payment, which comes from coal mined on Crow land. Whiteman's wife, Tubal, says she knows the Northern Cheyenne could have a slice of that pie if they wanted, but...
You know, there's a lot of other peoples that choose, you know, the money over the land, the natural resources. And really, that's up to them. But I think because of the strong connection, you see that continued, you know, fight against the coal and looking for other alternatives.
Tubal says she hopes this is just the beginning. She wants to see more renewable energy on Northern Cheyenne land. First, Alderman, the tribe's renewable energy manager, will have to negotiate with the utility companies. He says the next step is developing a feasibility study to see how the grid will handle the power of the solar farm. For Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Olivia Reingold.